Yo, what's up? Robert Kelly, doing my podcast via Montreal Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. I'm sitting at a little cafe out on St. Catherine Street right now with my good friend and cohort, Rich Voss.
Hey, what am I supposed to do? You want me to talk?
No,
like, this is kind of weird.
Well, it's weird.
Well, it's weird that we're just sitting here talking, and you're going to have like 10 or 15 or whatever, how many people listen to this. And how, like, I mean...
Actually, there's, like, I have around 13,000 people that listen to it.
You have 13,000?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Here's the thing. Like, I kind of have a little anger, resentment that I'm sitting here with you and not, like, maybe... Nothing against you.
Then who?
You know, this is the festival. It's like some big comics here and stuff. You know what I mean?
It's not the festival. It's next week.
Oh,
we're the
shit.
Biggest names here.
That's why I'm sitting with you.
You're a shit dick.
No.
You really are an asshole.
I don't. You know what it
First
is,
all, can
too?
I just
here's
say something?
Here.
Here's the thing. You're excited to do a podcast with
you
me.
You know what? You want me to
You're happy to do anything with anybody because you don't know what anything might lead to something.
Are you sure? Podcast? Listen. My mailman does a podcast.
What's it called?
It's called Mail Express.
Suck.
I know. You know what? I'm not...
Mail Express?
I don't know. I didn't name his fucking podcast. What the fuck are you saying?
Why do you got to make it into this? I would just want to have a podcast and talk about the festival.
Let's talk about what's really going on in life. You know what it is? As a comic, you think... You know, like, you ever do morning radio? Especially, especially, like... When they call you, do a phoner, right? So, like, I did something 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And
there's a little bit of spit on your upper mustache.
Yeah,
right there.
Oh, okay.
Right there. You get it?
Is it hardened?
Right here.
Okay, thank
get
you.
Get it. What is that?
I don't know. That guy's gone.
I got it.
Did you see that mess? He had it.
Don't whisper. You got to talk into the podcast.
His eye, the bottom of his eye was tattooed like it was a patch.
Right.
He had fucking... Well, you have to see. You can't. Anyhow, I was doing a morning radio like a week ago. They called me, right? And I just got out of bed. So 10 minutes later, I'm doing a phoner. And, you know, it's okay. It's whatever. You know, I wasn't plugging in. It's just I do it all the time with these guys. They're funny guys. And they go, step it up a little. I go, really? I just woke up. You know, because we're comics and they think, we wake up. I go, would you have, like, if you were going to get root canal and the dentist said, I just got up 10 minutes ago, would you let him fucking operate on your teeth? No, you wouldn't let a surgeon do anything. So just because you're a comic, they expect you, hey, you're on. You know
can
what
you
I mean?
Do me a favor, can you step it up a little bit?
I was setting you up for that.
Listen, dude, I don't want to talk about your dumb shit. I don't want to care about your whatever fun. Don't you don't have to try.
Look at
you're
that.
Not, you're not
a
doing
black
radio.
Guy with a white lady that's pregnant. Look at that. They're both going to hell. Go ahead. Look at that. Look at that sight right
What's
there.
What's wrong
at,
with you?
What's wrong with me? What's wrong with her?
Listen.
Look
we're
at
at the
look how gay this guy is.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Look how gay he is. Oh, my God. He was definitely raped.
We're in the festival.
Look at that gay guy.
Oh, God.
Look at that.
Look
at that. You know they're gay when they just walk and they stare in the sky going, oh, he's like, oh, look. Oh.
All right. None of this is being picked up because you're talking away from the microphone.
There's another pregnant white girl with a white guy. See there? That's how you do it. That's how you do it. Look at there's nothing wrong with being friends with another race or hanging out. But when you start doing that interracial race trading shit, it just fucks everything up for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Can we get back to
what
I wanted to talk
about?
Okay,
what do you want to talk about?
So you're at the festival. Are you having a good time?
I'm having a blast. You know what's really good is... That we get to sit in the basement for 4 hours a night to do 3 shows.
Yeah.
And the crowds are great. I mean, you know, these fucking... I'm kind of upset that I didn't bring up more CDs or DVDs. I mean, they're fucking buying them. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, I figure they see me commit fraud once on stage, and then they want to rebuy that fraud. It's amazing.
Maybe they're hoping they'll get their money's worth.
I know, it's crazy. Like there's some kind of fucking bonus. Well,
we're all killing it though. It's all the shows are great.
Yeah, the shows are fun. Montreal, I've been here a million times.
How many times have you been here, really?
A million.
No, seriously.
Exactly a million. This week makes a million. I can't.
How many times have you been here?
Well, I did the festival. It's so weird how long it took me to get this dumb festival, but I did the festival last year. I did the Masters, right?
How long did it take you to get it? I want to know that. How long did it take you to get it into your career?
Oh, into my career?
Yeah. You got Last Comic Standing, and then you got it.
No, I didn't get it from Last Comic Standing. I got the year Last Comic was on. That was about 7 years ago, I think.
Okay.
NBC, Last Comic was airing.
Right.
Was airing as the festival was going. So they flew me... I think myself and Dave up here. Dave got the festival from Last Comic. Dave Mordell from Last Comic.
Stop real quick. Where is Dave Mordell, by the way?
What am I? His keeper? He's in Minneapolis.
Are you friends with him?
Yeah, he's somewhere outside Minneapolis. I haven't talked to him at all.
Still doing comedy, right?
A little. He hates it. He's miserable.
He hates comedy?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. He's just not happy. He's one of the funniest guys on the planet.
He's a funny guy.
He's really
funny. We did Aspen. I was up in Aspen. I was actually excited that he was there, too, because I didn't know him, and I thought maybe I'd get to know him. But he literally just stayed in his room all week, came out, did his shows, and went back to his room.
Yeah, there's some very antisocial.
Yeah, nice guy, though.
How do you know? How do you know if there's not bodies in his room?
All right. Yeah, you're right. So we're
filming Last Comic. It's airing now. Mm-hmm. We already... film like 3 months and we're in the semifinals or finals or whatever the fuck it is in July when the festival.
Yeah.
So Dave got the festival. Okay, and I didn't get it.
Yeah.
But that was okay. I mean, I was happy with Last Comic at the time and tough crowd and everything was great. Things were great. So NBC flew me up here because they wanted me to interview people about Last Comic, whatever. Okay. I don't fucking know. And while I was up here, Colin Quinn was doing a Tough Crowd show at one of the clubs, you know, comics from Tough. So he put me on it. So I did it, but the festival didn't give it to me, and I fucking, everybody killed. I mean, you can't, it's hard not to do well, you know, with these crowds.
Oh, yeah, these crowds
so
are great.
So it's hard not to. So
it went. Except the galas. The galas up here, you can take a hot, I've seen people.
Oh, really?
You can take a hot one at the gala.
Well, you got, because you got the gala, you got to do, anytime you do TV and they want you to do word for word and go over your set with a fine tooth comb.
Right.
Is that how it's said? Fine tooth comb? Is that how they say it?
When they go over your set.
When they go over your set, then it's unnatural. You're not being yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why, and I'm not saying this, and I really truly mean this. I don't care about doing like Letterman or Leno because that's not my type of comedy. I'm not going to have fun. I'm going to be too. You know, I like doing like Comedy Central and shit like that where you can be free and do what you want and they can edit too. You know what I mean? They're not going to edit a 4 minute set on Leno. I'm not saying I turned it down, but I'm not going out of my way to get that kind of comedy.
Yeah.
So when you do galas up here, like Bonnie's doing a gala next week, you know, they went over her set. Then they're going to go over it word by word, you know, and it's, you know what kind of comic you are. You're almost the same, you know, where you're all over the place and you mix it up and, you know. I remember I was doing the Keenan show once. Keenan Ivory Wayne's, and they brought me to this. I was having major anxiety that year. I had bad anxiety. I was on medicine. I did Aspen. A lot of shit was happening. And I turned 40. My kids were off to school now. This was really fucking a tough time in my life. I turned 40, and I'm watching my kids every day, you know, and then I take them to school, pick them up. And my life was my kids in the day, and my ex-wife had them at nights. So right when I turned 40, my kids were in school all day long. Mm-hmm. I turned 40. Now I have nothing to do all day. I'm bouncing off of walls. I'm sitting in a shitty apartment, right? Shitty apartment. My ex-wife is, I don't know if she was remarried already or whatever, but I hated where I was at in life. And I had major anxiety from turning 40 and all that shit. No money and nothing. So I was on, like, whatever, anxiety medicine. And I was on Paxil.
Oh, my God.
So I did Aspen.
Yeah.
The Aspen Festival.
Right.
And I was killing up there. But I never did, like, a festival or any type of industry thing like this.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of heat up there. People were coming up. I never saw this in the business. I never... That's the guy who's mad at Montreal.
Society, man. Out of those fucking lines, man. I don't know how you pulled that off. Really?
He walked around earlier. He's arguing with himself about this Providence. Okay, so I did ask. I got a lot of heat up there. I was doing a show up there, and I had an anxiety attack. I thought I was having a heart attack. They go, we want you to go on after Carlin, between Carlin and Sidbad. They were throwing me all over the place. And I was getting ready to go on after Carlin, you know, while he did a set change. And I'm having such an anxiety attack. I didn't know. I thought I was having a heart attack. Next thing you know, I'm being taken away in a stretcher with oxygen, right? John Stewart standing there, and I was in Carlin's dressing room while they're giving me oxygen. He's going, ah, don't worry, I've been through this shit before, you know, but he thought it was a heart attack, and now I'm... So anyhow, I get through Aspen, major anxiety. I get back home, I'm doing auditions, you know, because I had a lot of heat up there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I, the worst, I did an audition at Fox. I went to my agent, said, you got an audition at Fox. I went in with her first, and my hand is shaking. I go, I can't do this, I'm a mess. She says, you'll be fine. So I go into Fox, and I audition with the head of casting. And you could see the script shaking. It's right. It's moving like a fan, okay?
Wow.
It was, I mean, I was bad at auditions, but now I was bad to the 10th power. So, the head of casting of Fox called my manager and said, we can never see him again. That's what you do, Ben, when they say never. So anyhow, then I got the Keenan show. All right, I'm still fucked up. My whole anxiety, everything is fucked up in me. You know, therapy, it's just, the therapist back then was great. I wish I knew where he was now, too. He was in recovery, he was great. I just really connected with him. He'd tell him all my secrets. It was like doing a fucking fifth step. Fifth step is the one where you spill your guts, right? No, it's a four step.
Four step, you write it down. Fifth is when you
spill. Yeah, it's like doing a fifth step.
I don't know how this became a fucking fifth step.
No, so hold on.
I asked you.
Can I finish?
Go ahead. I'm going to let you finish. Ask you any of this shit.
Oh, you didn't?
No, you've been dying to talk about this shit. I'm going to let you finish.
Oh, I talked about it before.
No, that's fine. I'm just saying
It just led into this. You were talking about TV spots.
Motherfucker, I'm going to listen to this again before I fucking put it up on there.
Yeah.
Because I swear to God, I don't know how we got to this.
Oh, I'm getting into the whole TV, how we...
Well, dude, we're talking...
How you said about doing a gala was tough, and this leads into...
No, I didn't. That's not what I said.
You said, yeah, sometimes people have a tough time on a gala.
I asked you when you did, how many of these you've done, and when was
the first time. Oh, I'll get back to that. Oh.
And you're talking about Aspen and your life and your therapist and how tough times are tough.
No, they were tough back then. They were really tough.
Your kids.
I didn't bring up the kids yet.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't say... Oh, yeah, they went to school, yeah. They were great kids.
Guys.
So then I'm doing Keenan.
Yeah, I don't even know how we got to Keenan.
Because I'm going to tie it all together. That's what a good... Right, I know how to tie it together, you fucking marshmallow head fuck. So, that's all I got.
I don't know.
That's all I got. That's all I got. I'm going to have... I'm doing Keenan, and they bring me there at 2 in the afternoon.
Okay.
I'm sitting in a dressing room for like 4 hours, having anxiety, getting ready to do the show.
Yeah, yeah.
For 4 hours.
I get you.
So then... Then they bring
why'd you show up so early?
They brought me there. They said, you got to get here then. You know how these black shows are, because black comics are always late. So they thought I was like that or something. I don't fucking know.
All right, go ahead.
It's like when you do BET, they get you there a day before, and they put you in a room. Look at that, a nice white couple.
Will you tell the story? Can you please? We're on 13 minutes already.
Oh, okay.
It's a 20-minute podcast.
They're only 20 minutes?
I like to keep them at 20, but now it's going to go to 30 because you're on a tangent.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm a big act. It's not like you're, fucking interviewing, you know, fucking one of your fucking, you know
what I'm saying? I wanted to get Norton and maybe Greg, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was going to do
it. Edit it. Mix it up, baby. Mix it up.
Yeah, but I just want
to
know.
I told you he was gay. He's got two. He's going to bring his little fruity cup.
I just wanted to know, when was the first time you got it?
Okay.
I'll
finish the story real quick.
You deserve it.
I don't know. So I'm there for like 4 hours.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
They finally bring me backstage to do Keenan.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking mess.
We're on Keenan now, yeah.
Yeah, I get to Keenan. I'm talking about the anxiety I had when I was 40. I stood backstage for 40 minutes before they introduced me. For 40
wow.
fucking... I'm telling you, I'm almost... And my introduction, because it's a black audience, is our next act was the first white comic on Def Jam.
Yeah.
So after 40, they finally bring me out and they go, our comic tonight has been on Def Jam. So now they're thinking of some black... And I walk out and there was nothing but fucking anger
really?
And rage in their faces.
Really?
I'm telling you. Because, you know, they didn't know it. And I'm fucking eating it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm eating
it. Is this on YouTube at all?
I don't think so. It's I don't know. I never looked at it. Then it's I started... Well, because I went over to set the night before to improv, and it went well. And then I'm not eating... I'm kind of eating it. I might even be eating it. Then I started just doing crowd work and yelling at them. Look, I go, look, if you want to see Martin Lawrence spend $100... You got in here for free. For free, you get me. You don't like it? You know,
yeah,
I just started doing crowd work and yelling at them.
And it worked.
It kind of worked. I turned it around. But that's what I was leading into, that when you do a TV spot where it's word for word.
Again, I didn't ask you about
yes,
a TV
did.
Spot.
Yes,
I asked
you.
You
say sometimes the galas are tough, but sometimes people have a tough time on the galas.
Yeah,
and the reason they have a tough time on the galas is because they're taping them for TV.
Okay, fine. But I asked, I went off that,
okay.
And I asked you, when was the first time you got this?
Last year.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Last year was your first Montreal?
Yeah.
I thought you did it a million times.
No, I've done Montreal. I've done clubs up here. I've worked clubs.
Have you done the festival?
Oh, no. I did it last year.
Last year was the first
yeah,
time ever.
Yeah, and I did it that
What'd
time.
What did you do last year?
The Masters.
You did the Masters last year?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the first nasty show.
Oh, yeah, the Masters. You sit on your porch swing drinking lemonade and you call somebody from...
I didn't know that. See, I thought we stopped fucking farting on my podcast. I don't even know if it's picking up. So, I mean, I think... I really like the festival, man. I like this week, too. Next week it gets a little crazy up here because all the comics come up and it gets a little nuts and, you know, you're kind of bumping into a bunch of people you know, you don't know. Hey, what's up? It's a little crazy. This week it's just us, so everybody's doing... It's real. It's like a vacation.
Yeah, well, anytime I go on a road, it's like a vacation because I bring my golf clubs and I go play the best golf courses. So, to me, anytime I go on the road, you know, I find the best golf courses in that area.
I don't
area.
Do that.
Yeah, so... But you do whatever. You can go fly fishing or do whatever, you know, to make it feel...
I don't go fly fishing either.
Well, then, you know what? Then do something. If you're going to go on the road, I rent a car everywhere I go. Okay, so I can get the fuck out of the hotel and go do stuff. Yeah. Here, I rented a car for 3 days, and I went and played... I played this golf course that was unbelievable. It was just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So next week, when all the comics come here, you do your social... Last year, when I came up here during the Masters, I was in resentment mode towards the business. You know,
really?
So I didn't have the fun I should have had.
Yeah.
You know, but I did. I was in major resentment, you know. I'm done with my agent, my manager. I wasn't doing what I wanted to be doing.
Right.
But since then, you know, we've been working on a movie.
Yeah.
I taped Comics Anonymous with you. I've done Joy Behar's like 10 times. So things, you know, I see light at the end of the tunnel. Well, you know this business.
Joy Behar, I want to do that. How do I get to do it?
I'll probably get funny. You've never done it?
No.
I can put a word in for you.
There you go.
That's it. So, and you know, I got a TV show I'm trying to sell. So, you know this business, how it goes up and down,
yeah.
You know. So
I think Patrice described it the best way. He said it's like a ride, like a, you know, you go amusement park ride, like the roller coaster.
Yeah.
You get on the ride and you fucking scream and ooh and wah, and all of a sudden it's over and you got to get back in line and try to wait to get back on the ride. And right now you're waiting to get back on the ride.
Yeah, but kind of and kind of not.
I'm
stepping into the ride.
No, you're actually waiting to get
that's
in
not
line.
True. No,
you're almost on the ride.
No.
You're close in the line, maybe.
Okay, I'm stepping into the car.
No, you're not.
I don't go on rides. I get a stomachache. Here's how it's explained even better. Mm-hmm. If you look at a heart monitor and the line goes up and down,
right,
you're alive.
Describe these guys.
These guys, they're like old school friends that, like, they're not married because they have no ring, so their wife's left them.
Yeah.
And they were about 55, and one's trying to look like 30, and the other one knows he's done.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going out for their pre-coffee before they go out to, like, a Hilton and try to get some other singles, probably. That's what it looked like. They actually, those two look like us in 5 years. That's who they were. But okay.
So you were bitter.
I wasn't bitter. I just didn't have... You know, we were doing the Masters last year, and those shows were great. I don't know. I just... there was some like club owners that cut me loose, and I see them up here, and they're so fucking phony. You know what I mean? Mm. You know the phony. And I love seeing the comics. I haven't seen them in a while. I got to hang out and talk. But this year I'm in a different mindset. You know,
yeah.
A different mindset. It's just you know, things are going on, and I don't give a fuck as much anymore. You know, you just you know, fuck you. You know. So yeah, last year, and I've auditioned for it a couple of years ago. I really only started auditioning for this like 3 years because I used to work up here. There was a club owner named Ernie Butler. He passed away. I worked for him for years, and he was in the festival. And then all of a sudden, he wasn't. They weren't using his clubs. But there was times I would come up and do his club during the festival,
right,
so
yeah.
I'd still be hanging with everybody. You know, it wasn't part of the festival, but Ernie would go. You know, he'd hire me and pay me to do his club. He was a great guy. I liked him. When I did Jimbo's Club, I used to work the Comedy Works and stuff. So Montreal, you know, this is cool now.
I heard this guy Jimbo was a really nice guy.
He's a great guy. I played golf with him one time. The year I was up here with Last Comic, we went.
Everybody
golf.
Says he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Well, he used to manage the Comedy Nest when Ernie Butler owned it. Then he bought it or something and it became the Comedy Works. Ernie moved to another place on some street. I don't even remember. And they were both good guys. I mean, I don't know if Ernie's reputation, if people liked him or didn't. I know I liked him, you
right.
know. So he was always nice to me, a good guy to me. You know, so, and I've always known, you know.
Anyways, all right, stop. So, you know what, let me tell you something. This is one thing about you. You're a talker.
Yeah.
And you have to be, like...
I got stories.
You got stories, but you have to be kind of corralled or cut off and... Like, you know, because you'll go on.
Yeah, that's the way I am.
Yeah, but you do podcasts like somebody in a car doing an 18-hour drive, just rambling, talking.
See,
like, I'm not saying it's a... Look, I'm not trashing you. I'm just telling
that.
You what it is.
See,
is that you, like, you just went off, and then you trail out. Like, you just fade away.
Because I get bored of you and everything. The fact that I'm doing a podcast... Like, last year, I would have looked forward. I would have maybe even met you down in the lobby to do it. But now... I'm like, fucking, you're probably about the 10th person to ask me to do a podcast in a couple of weeks. Like,
yeah.
I do it because, you know, with you, because you're funny and I like you.
Right.
And you gave me a $50 coupon on my birthday, which ended up costing me $500.
Why?
Because you gave me a $50 coupon towards Morton's Steakhouse. So when we were doing the O&A tour... I go to Norton. Me, Bonnie were there, and Norton. I go, come on, we'll go out to dinner. I got a $50, you know, I'll throw it towards it.
Yeah.
You know, $50 coupon. And more. So Norton ends up bringing some girl. He's not even banging. Some girl, you know. And then, you know, I'm ordering, and it's fucking... The dinner costs $500. I'm paying for some broad, some fucking street fucking, you know, bitch at Norton, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I would have never went to Morton's, but I had that $50 coupon that
why
sucked me in.
Why did you pay for Norton?
Because I took him out. I was making so much money that year on that tour.
So then why are you complaining?
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying your $50 coupon cost me $500. I was making a statement. You turned it into complaining. I'm not complaining. I was making a statement. I was trying to say thank you for the $50 coupon.
Boss, I fucking can't stand you. There's something so uncomfortable about you. It's oh my god, dude. Oh my fucking god. All right, dude, I gotta end this. I don't even know if I'm gonna use this.
I wouldn't use it.
I'm gonna have to cut this up. It's like,
but you wanna do it again?
Yeah, we might do this again. Listen, that's it. Well, I'm gonna try to get the other guys on the fucking boss. I'm gonna fucking goodbye. Goodbye. That's fucking podcast number 8. Fucking goodbye. What's up? Yeah, this is fucking... That was Rich Voss in Montreal with me, Robert Kelly. And it was... I don't even know if that was... What that was. Rich just fucking cracks me up, man. Fucking... I don't give a fuck what you say about him. Rich Voss makes me laugh. We're in Montreal. Me, Norton, Geraldo... we had a fucking blast doing the festival. It was pretty fucking... It's pretty cool. You don't get paid a lot of money to do that festival. But it's fucking one of the only opportunities we all get to work together because, you know, we're all in the middle of the country or wherever the fuck we are headlining our own shows. So you very rarely get to do a show with all those guys. And shows are crazy. It was awesome. So I love fucking doing shows in Canada. I'm excited because I'm going up to Edmonton in a few months, I think, a couple months, to do a show up there and get back up in Canada. I'd love to do a tour up there, but the festival was the shit. Voss was golfing every fucking day. Me and Norton were hanging out with our fucking girls, walking around Montreal like two fucking bald assholes. But that's about it, man. For that shit, I don't even know what the fuck it was. That's the bullshit. I don't even know. I'm just fucking rambling right now. But I just got done watching the Steve Jobs iPhone fucking antenna gate. But you know what? Fucking go fuck yourself. Really. I mean, who gives a fuck? It blows me away. What company? Every phone I've ever had has been shit. They're not going to be perfect. I was at Sprint for fucking years. And those fucking dumb phones sucked. And there's nobody from Sprint ever coming out and having a fucking press conference giving you stats. And I think Apple has low self-esteem. I really do, because they give a shit about what we think. God, fucking... They sold three fucking million phones in 3 weeks? And they're going to give everybody a fucking free case. Bunch of whining douchebag babies. Just buy the case, you fucking asshole. Why do you think they came out with the bumper? Apple's never made a case with any phone, ever. And they finally made one and came out with it. You could get it the day of because they had antenna problems. They knew what the fuck was going on. So my phone gets shitty service in my house. I don't give a fuck. I have a phone with all my songs, my videos. I can get on the internet. I can fucking edit movies. Go fuck yourself. I'm doing a podcast right now on my phone. And I'm going to email it and to my website, and it's going to be up for all you fucking son of a bitches to listen to on your phone. Ugh, it's amazing. Oh shit! I just farted. So the actual fucking Steve Jobs press conference was. I watched the whole thing. It's pretty amazing that they fucking give a shit at all. I'm totally an Apple fanboy too. I really am. Every other phone sucks. You fucking BlackBerry douchebags rolling around a fucking baby mouse. With your thumb and then clicking. I hate the clicking sound of fucking the keys on a BlackBerry. Click, 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 click. It sounds like little bugs walking across a kitchen counter. Click, 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 click. Especially on a plane when the fucking guy next to me is doing all his business on his dumb BlackBerry. I want to slap it out of his hands. Did O&A today. It was a fucking blast. It was a really fun time. I've been having a lot of fun on that. The podcast just got stopped by Colin Quinn calling me. I should have had him on it. I don't think I can do that, though. Anyways, that's another thing I can talk about. I actually went and saw Colin Quinn's one-man show. It's in New York City at the Bleecker Street Theater, I believe. If you're into comedy, it's a fucking amazing show. Really, I was blown away. I loved it because it wasn't stand up, but it was. It was just fucking so funny, you know. And Colin is, you know, one of my favorite people on the planet. So if you have an opportunity, instead of going to see a comedy show in New York City, to a comedy club, fucking waiting in line and seeing a few, you know, five different dudes, blah 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 blah, go see Colin Quinn's one man show. It's at the Bleecker Street Theater. I think it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, maybe Sunday too. It was really fucking insane. I was impressed, very impressed by it. I'm going to go see it again. Anyways, And that's about it, man, for this podcast. Montreal was the shit. I want to thank all you Canadian son of a bitches for coming out. And there was one guy, I don't even know if I should talk about it. I don't even fucking know. I'll talk about it on the next podcast. I think I'm going to try to do another one this weekend at some point. And again, maybe have one of you cocksuckers on. I don't know yet, though. I don't know. So hopefully you listen. I didn't even listen to me and Voss's podcast. I don't even know how it sounds. It might sound like shit, and it might be the most boringest fucking podcast ever. But again, I'm doing it because I know that I fucking flaked out a few times. I was literally just fucking almost fell asleep during it, like 3 or 4 times. So I hope you enjoyed it. And if you didn't, if it had annoyed you, I that's great too. That's fucking fantastic. And that's about it. This week I'm going to Columbus, Ohio, to the Funny Bone. My second time there. Should be a pretty nonchalant gig. And that's all I got. I'm just going to fucking end it. So let me know if you listen to it. If you listen to these podcasts, fucking let me know. Because I don't know who the fuck. I don't even know how to fucking keep track of this shit. But send me an email at rkfan@robertkellylive.com, a tweet, a Facebook, what the fuck ever. Let me know if you like it. If you hate it and you don't like it, don't email me. I don't give a fuck. If you don't like it, fuck yourself. And if you do tweet me that you don't like it, I'll fucking block you out of my life forever. Then you'll never, ever have to listen to my shit again. You'll never know when one of these comes out again. See, that's the funny part, is that people email me or tweet me or Facebook me that they don't like something I did or blah, blah, they don't like my comedy or my tweets aren't funny or blah, blah. I don't fuck it. And then you email me. I'll block you. I'm doing you a favor. I am fucking ridding you of me because apparently you don't like me. So fuck you. I'm going to help you because you're too much of a fucking pussy to unfollow me, to not listen to my shit. Okay? I'm not a funny Twitter. Occasionally I say something funny. I do stand-up comedy. That's the only thing. And I can act kind of. There's the only two things that I say I am good at. The only two things that I will promote. I'm not going to promote that I have the fucking best twits. I tweet fucking awesome. Everything that I put on Facebook is oh my God, you have to. I don't. It's sometimes it's cool, sometimes it's not. These podcasts are done on my iPhone. I'm lying on my couch with my dog. Pretty much I'm crushing one of my dogs right now. And I have tidy whities on and a t-shirt that's too tight. That's what I am right now. I haven't showered in 3 days. I stink. My mouth smells like garbage. I'm in the dark. I mean, I don't care. I'm doing this so I don't have to talk to myself, like I said before. That's what I might rename the podcast from, you know what, dude, so this is so I don't have to talk to myself. I have no friends. Nobody fucking rings my doorbell. And either that or I'll just fucking walk around my house talking to myself about the same shit. So I hope you like it. I hope this entertains you. If it doesn't, fucking die. All right? Just fucking die. And stop following me. Stop it. Leave me alone.
Such a lonely day. And it's mine. The most loneliest day of my life. Such a lonely day. Should be mad. It's a day that I can't stand. The loneliest day of my life. loneliest day of my life.